producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Edition of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country and all those nooks and crannies. It certainly was a big weekend in the sports world, and besides shaking down what everybody is barking about politically, we'll dive into the Belmont and whether or not there was a Triple Crown winner with California Chrome. Also, a tragic accident over the weekend on the New Jersey Turnpike. Big news about Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock Days and Saturday Night Live. I think he's a pretty funny comedian, and he was in critical condition over the weekend. His limousine that he was in, where he was traveling from a gig, was hit by an 18-wheeler. There was another comedian that was killed and several other people who were injured in that crash. We'll talk about that. Boy, the New Jersey Turnpike, it happened before with the former governor of New Jersey, who also had a terrible accident there. And we know that accidents can happen on turnpikes and parkways and whatnot. But there seems to be a particular area of the turnpike heading north that for some reason has become a death trap far too often. It's not the road. It just happens to be that, I think it just happens to be that particular area. Very, very, very strange. And the buzz on the Sunday shows continues to be about Bo Bergdahl and now what's going to happen on the Hill this week as testimony on the 11th that will include the defense secretary will happen. And there is no in between on this. Everybody has an opinion as to whether he's a traitor, whether this was the right thing to do with the trade, the 5-for-1, and how did the soldiers die as part of the conversation from his platoon, and on and on and on. Bergdahl is not coming back to the United States for at least a couple of weeks. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, defended the Taliban exchange over the weekend, and there's nothing but talk on all sides of Bergdahl, which is worth kicking open right from the get-go and how you feel about the situation now at this point. Bergdahl, by the way, said he didn't want a promotion. Some strange things have happened as a result of the fact that he now was part of the exchange after 5 years of being imprisoned. So the Army sergeant was promoted while he was held prisoner by the Taliban. And he says he doesn't want that. He wants his old rank. In his mind, he's still a private, is now what they're saying. He's only at the start of the reintegration process, that's what they call it, after just a week. He said he's letting the people around him know through other people. He still feels like a private first class, regardless of his promotion. The U.S. Army is not really confirming whether or not he's remaining under the status they're referring to him by, or they're rolling it back to what he's requesting as a private first class. So the Pentagon, in fact, even had to issue a statement over the weekend saying, we're not going to comment on the recovery process beyond saying that the Defense Department is evaluating Bergdahl. They're trying to help him medically, doing the integration thing, the reintegration thing, and just trying to come up with a comprehensive review of whatever the circumstances were surrounding his disappearance. But the focus is on the care. This is a way to deflect because they don't want to have to talk about that until there are some serious decisions, I think, made in this situation. There are only a couple of details, and they continue to leak slowly out of this about his recovery, just saying that he seems to be doing okay in trying to remember and trying to relate things for whatever that's worth, but I think that's pretty vague, too. The White House, we all know, did the deal without consulting Congress. There was no 30-day notice. There's been a lot of criticism over that, that this was just an executive action again. The Oval Office took the weekend to defend the decision, saying Bergdahl's declining health in the video, which we already knew that, that's what they were using, was then their concern that he could be killed if any kind of news came out about the negotiations, and then the negotiations fell apart so that they had to make the deal. There are Republicans who are getting slammed. There are Democrats who are getting slammed in the middle of this. There is no, I'll say it again, there is no in-between on Bergdahl. There's going to be a closed-door briefing from the White House, the Pentagon, and the State Department on Monday. This whole proof-of-life video that was shown to the senators last week. The House will have their own meeting. They're going to hold another session with the upper chamber, briefing any of the members of the Senate Armed Services Committee on the details of that video, where this is where this decision hinged, and the justifications, of course, for bypassing congressional input. But Wednesday is the day you need to circle, because Wednesday, as I already said, is when Hagel is going to testify before the House Armed Services Committee. And he'll get grilled. And let's hear what those answers are, because he continues to deflect ever since this happened a week ago. And it's starting to get harder to answer the questions that he was answering the very first few days. What did the Department of Defense know? How soon do they know these decisions? What about the recovery process? The politics in this are nasty. This isn't even a tug of war. This is like throwing fire in all directions. And the one thing that it's done is it has shoved aside a lot of the conversation that was flowing about the VA scandal, because this trumped the VA scandal. Which is too bad, except for that Pandora's box has been ripped wide open. You may be listening to me. I'm sure you're listening to me somewhere, but there's a VA hospital or some kind of facility nearby somewhere. It's not just Arizona. It's not just Phoenix that's being investigated. There's close to 50 now at this point. And ultimately, whoever steps into that role that Shinseki ditched and had to ditch as the Veterans Affairs Secretary really has to step it up. Otherwise, I think they should just shutter them all and go to private care. Let them just have a card and walk into any facility they want to walk into. What do you think, America? It's wide open. Welcome to the start of this week on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here for Midas Resources. Today, June 5th, 2014, gold opened at $1,251.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,297.70, $648.85 for a half ounce, or $324.42 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,297.70, $648.85, and $324.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here on America Tonight, a quick reminder about the setup, the menu for the rest of this hour. We're going to talk to Amy Ridenour. It's one of our re-racks, if you missed it, talking about the EPA and now these new carbon emissions standards for power plants, cutting it by 30% 2030, and what the reaction has been to it. Some of the things that were propagated as to why this would be so great. The payoff is, if you're a massive climate change person and you're listening to me and you're an environmentalist and this is what you really wanted to see, you're getting your, finally, you're getting what you thought you were getting from this president who was elected in 2008. Otherwise, for everybody else, and I think there's no doubt about it, this is not exaggeration. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care what you label yourself. There's probably 50 labels you could label yourself. Without a doubt, your electric bills are going to be higher. It's that whole thing of stay with us once we get through this and houses are retrofitted and we kick into this renewable energy, then it'll be cheaper. You just have to go through a process of the pain. First there's pain and then there's payoff. But I have just seen that when I'm told first there's pain and then there's the payoff, it's not that way. It's like when you're negotiating for a job. If you're a contractor or just negotiating for any job, It shouldn't work this way, but a lot of times it does. We all know this, right? You have to go in and get the most you can get in the beginning. Because usually, if you are lowballed or you accept a lowball offer and then find out later, well, you could have gotten $50,000 more if you'd just known, they're not going to bring you up to that. It's whatever you negotiate. So to me, once you pump up the numbers, they're not going to fly down that easily. And it's not affordable. It's not realistic because it's not affordable. I think there should have been more efforts to, listen, none of us would be against renewables if it all worked, if you could package it all in right. But that's the problem. And then you're putting people out of work, too, when you talk about coal. Plus, the president said he was for clean coal. So there's some confusion in this, and Amy Ridenour is terrific out of Washington, D.C. She gives us the sort of the X's and O's, if you will, of really the way this looks right now on paper. And they're in the commenting period. There's 20-some-odd days left, so you can throw in your comments. It's important to do that because they actually really do pay attention to it. Speaking of X's and O's, at the tail end of the hour, if you missed the call of the Belmont Stakes, did we have a Triple Crown winner? We're going to let you hear it. Plus, I know there's some fans of the Puck and the Stick. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals, what happened there over the weekend? I'll just tell you, between the Kings and the Rangers, it was exciting. And is anybody watching this? Well, for the first one, the first overtime win for the Kings, the ratings on NBC were pretty decent for Game 1. They pulled in a pretty big number. And 7.1 households in Los Angeles is pretty big. It was the third best number ever for a hockey game in L.A., et cetera, et cetera. And there were people watching across the United States. Overall, though, the numbers were down 20% from last year's record breaker between Boston and Chicago. So what gives? Is hockey that hard of a sell? Is anyone listening to me, a hockey fan, besides Matt, the technical maestro of the show, and myself? We'll dive all into that. But in the meantime, in between, oh boy, there is a ton to talk about. I already scratched the first part of it. Bergdahl is more than cocktail conversation, water cooler buzz, whatever you want to call it. There is nobody, and I mean that doesn't have some sort of opinion on this. Everywhere I went this weekend, people were asking me what I thought, didn't know, some people who knew what I did, some people who didn't, just conversation. It was regular conversation, in other words. About the father, about Bergdahl, about coming home, about was he compromised, was it right what happened with the soldiers, how the government handled it. So, what's interesting is that the sergeant, who doesn't want to be called sergeant, because he was given that title when he was in absentia, when he was being held by the Taliban, the sergeant was given a chance to talk to his family by telephone at this our base in Germany, but he didn't want to do it, supposedly. I mean, can I verify that 100%? I talked to a source I had, and it's widely reported to other places that that's what happened, so I'm going to go with that he didn't want to talk to them. What does that mean? Then you have, and I mentioned this already, with the Secretary of State, some of what he thinks about the situation. He says it's baloney, just crap, just nonsense when people are saying that releasing the Taliban members from Gitmo, it's going to lead to killing more Americans. That is just a bunch of baloney. Saying they're going to, that all of a sudden what's going to happen is they're going to go and kill Americans. Because the government of Qatar agreed to keep watch on the guys for a year, but they aren't the only ones with an eye on them. So when he was asked a couple of different times on a couple of different shows if that meant the United States would be monitoring them, he wouldn't be very specific about it. he wouldn't say much about it from that perspective. And he also was careful to cover his bases and say, I'm not telling you they don't have some ability to go back and to get involved. They have an ability to get killed doing that. And I don't think anyone should doubt the capacity of the United States to protect Americans. So that's what he's saying. Because here's what's coming out, and this isn't a surprise, that the Taliban detainees have already vowed to kill more Americans. Is that just propaganda? Are they going to try to make that happen? I mean, of course, part of it's propaganda. Can they make that happen? There is always the can. I don't think you can say that they're not harmful because of the people around them. How close are the ties really to Al-Qaeda, which is the scarier network, or any of the ancillary networks to that? If you're in captivity in Guantanamo for however long, how much is the anti-American hatred, how much is that being pumped through your veins? Besides everything that's happened before then and since then. So I'm just saying, I don't think it's that much of a stretch to... I don't think you can say, oh, baloney, they're not harmful. I don't know how you can say that. It's like I listened to a guy who I actually like, Bill Maher, and watched his show, and he made a comment about that, that, you know, what were they going to do? What were the Taliban going to do? They're not even the dangerous ones. But I disagree, because there is that venom when you're sitting there in that prison. Hopefully not. Hopefully we don't see that. But we're not done with this. We're not done with talking about the constitutionality of it. We're not done with the law part of it. I think that this goes on and on for weeks at a time. And I do think it becomes part of the discussion over the midterm elections. Now, whether you think that's big when you're electing someone locally or not, I absolutely think that it starts to permeate some of the questioning locally when there's debates and all that other sort of stuff. And when someone's being questioned about how do they stand on this and how do they stand on that, and it's a layup question to answer if you're running, because it depends on the makeup of your constituents. That's the deal. And just in case you were wondering, because, oh, I know this crowd is all about this, Miss Nevada, Nia Sanchez, was crowned as Miss USA. I don't know, maybe some people still watch the pageants. I'm not sure. And I love this. Why do they ask these women, no offense, questions like, what did you think about the release of the prisoners? Miss Louisiana said she thought it was a mistake to release the Guantanamo prisoners, but it still didn't make her edge out Miss Nevada, because she ended up being crowned, and she wears it for an entire year. We're talking about the EPA, carbon emissions, all that kind of stuff, on the flip side with Amy Ridenour.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. One of our favorites, Ivan Eland, is with us. He's in our virtual green room, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. A couple of things that he's written about lately, and one just today, if you go and check out HuffingtonPost.com, talks about the wrap-up of the Afghanistan war. And Ivan, now that the president has announced officially last week that all the forces were going to be taken out of Afghanistan by the end of 2016, and then we see this thing with Karzai that the bilateral agreement hasn't been signed and all of that, when you say a messy end game, who do you put that on?
Well, I think Karzai can be blamed, but of course, if we really want to blame people, we can go clear back to George W. Bush for creating a nation-building war when all we really needed to do was, you know, take down the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban structures supporting them. We didn't really even need to overthrow the Taliban government there. I think we've led to more instability there. I think the key thing is that we've destabilized Pakistan. You know, we all talk about Afghanistan all the time, but the key country in this whole thing is, of course, Pakistan. It always has been. They've been supporting the Afghan Taliban, our enemies, and yet they're our allies. I don't think in any war in American history has this been so convoluted, where your ally in the region is supporting your enemy and you're still allied with them. And you know, and in the process, we've destabilized Pakistan. The reason that that country is so important is because they have nuclear weapons, and instability there is very bad because the nuclear weapons could fall into the hands of the Pakistani Taliban or the Afghan Taliban. They're both in Pakistan. They could, the government could, because of internal instability, become more aggressive towards India, which is its primary rival and also has nuclear weapons. So I think the real key downside of this war is that we've destabilized Pakistan, just as the key thing in the failure in Iraq was that we enhanced the power of Iran So I think we need to be really careful and not get into these things in the first place. So if we really want to cast the most blame, I think it probably should be on George W. Bush. Now, Obama will eventually get us out of there, and I'm very happy that he's eventually pulling all forces out, because there's a tendency that U.S. sends forces places and then leaves them for a long time, like South Korea, Germany, et cetera, long past what their stated goal was, and the problem is long gone, and they're still there as the Cold War ended, whatever, you know. And Afghanistan was going to be the same way, and I think Obama is pulling it out. I wish he had done it sooner, because there's no reason for any more Americans or Afghans to die in the at American hands, because this is a failed effort, and this war has been a failure for a long time, and we just haven't admitted it. And I think Obama should be blamed for not getting out fast enough, but at least he's contravening the military's advice this time and getting out completely. The military, in a situation like this, unfortunately doesn't have the best advice, because they have a stake in the game. They know that they're losing, and they're just trying to train up the Afghan forces as best they can before leaving. And, you know, that's a laudable goal, I guess, but we've been doing this for, 13 years now. And so if we haven't trained them by now, they're not going to get much better.
Yeah. The, all part of this wrap-up thing is now the story that's just has broke so wide is the Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, and a couple of things on this that he, as the story goes, the soldiers in his platoon are saying that he was disenchanted basically with what was going on with the war and simply walked off of his post, and then that troops that were there with him were killed trying to find him. So is he a deserter, and now this deal is made for five from Gitmo and for Bergdahl, and we still don't know where all this stands. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, the soldiers have a right to be mad, because they were the ones that were probably risking their lives. However, I think they should also blame the brass, because if the brass at the time knew that this guy probably just walked away, if he did in fact do that, and they ordered the other troops to go look for him, and when they knew he was probably a deserter. I don't blame his sentiment, saying that the war was futile and that he didn't really feel that, it was necessary or whatever, because I think it was futile myself. However, that doesn't excuse his behavior. He did sign up and take an oath to defend the country, and if you can call this defense, which I don't, but he did take up an oath, and therefore he violated that. And so I'm not sure they should have looked for him. I think he was imprisoned by the Taliban, and I certainly don't want anybody to be killed or tortured or whatever by the Taliban. But on the other hand, he just kind of walked off his base, and I don't think you should endanger other soldiers' lives looking for him. Now, if he had been, captured by the Taliban doing his duty, and we don't know that he hasn't done his duty. There are allegations, and I think we should, we should wait on that a bit, because we, oftentimes we're surprised by what really happened. But if that's the case, other soldiers doing their duty, certainly they should look for them. But I think the brass, really, in a case like this, should probably put out minimal effort. And I'm not sure we should have negotiated for him either, because the Obama wants an accomplishment here, but the problem is they let five senior Taliban people out that the U.S. may face on the battlefield. Now, had Obama said, hey, the war is over, we're going to get our troops out as fast as we can, then, at the end of a war, you release prisoners on both sides and, call it a day, then we wouldn't face these people again. So if Obama had done that before he negotiated the release, I would have said, okay, that's fine. We'll deal with the guy when he gets home if he's done anything that he shouldn't have. But, but Obama didn't do that. We're going to be there for 2.5 years, and so we're going to probably face some of these senior Taliban people again on the battlefield, the question is, was it worth it? And, you know, does this in an oblique way sort of encourage people to just walk off their posts in any sort of war, given the fact that the U.S. will try to get them back even if they misbehave? So, of course, that's assuming the guy has misbehaved, and we don't know that for a fact at this point, but we're making a lot of conjecture here. So, but assuming if that's the case, then I think that creates an incentive problem in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. We'll see how the whole Bergdahl thing plays out. Absolutely. Another thing that you talked about, and I love the headline on the thing that you wrote the other day, U.S. imperialism and Nigerian schoolgirls. Was this a mistake for the U.S. to jump into the middle of this?
Well, certainly, you know, we have to say that this is a heinous act to commit, you know, to kidnap almost 300 schoolgirls. They're innocent schoolgirls. And you know, no matter what our policy prescriptions are, you know, that has to be said. But this group, Boko Haram, is a local group. It really doesn't threaten U.S. security. And the U.S., I think, you know, can help out, but I think it needs to do so in the shadows. Because whenever you're fighting terrorism, if you're doing it with grand gestures in a public manner, like our invasion of Iraq, our invasion, I would argue, of Afghanistan, or a drone, a public drone campaign that Obama's been waging, we're really not fighting terrorism. We're probably increasing the number of terrorists that we're creating by doing that sort of public thing. And I think the Nigerian government is very nervous that if it accepts aid from Britain, France, Israel, and the U.S., the countries that it have, you know, offered it, that it will put the, it will elevate the status of the group, as well putting them on the U.S. Terrorism list. It may cause that group to start attacking U.S. targets when they were a local group before, that we, the United States government has done that before. I would argue in Yemen, which may be the most potent terrorist group. We created our own enemy there. We created our own enemy in Somalia. So I think we need to be careful when we get involved in these types of things. And Boko Haram, you know, probably has limited capability to reach the U.S., but it could attack, you know, U.S. embassies or businesses overseas and that sort of thing. So I think if we want to help out with this, this situation, we should do so quietly. But, of course, the problem that George Bush and Obama both have is that politicians need to, when they face pressure, and they're getting pressure, it's very interesting, this group has slaughtered entire villages of men, women, and children. And they've also, they went to a boys' school and killed 59 boys outright by shooting them or burning them to death. So this kidnapping, as bad as it is, isn't the worst thing they've done. And nobody has gotten involved until the pressure groups started pressuring them, Obama and other, and in the other Western countries, to, you know, this became the cause celebre to get these girls out. And that's certainly a laudable goal, but the problem is you're elevating the status of the group, and that now the status of the group knows that it has something that everybody wants back, the schoolgirls, and so you could actually endanger their lives by all this public you know, posturing. But so this is mainly for a domestic audience, as was the Iraq War after 9/11, I think. But when politicians do this, of course, it's counterproductive to fighting terrorism, but it helps their political careers simply because they're doing, seem to be doing something about a problem, whether they're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And I think in this case, as usual, very public actions, these groups get their prestige increased by a superpower going after them or being opposed to them. And I think we need to watch that so we don't turn local groups into bigger problems. And I think that's what the Nigerian government is worried about.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ivan Elin, we got to fly. Check out his stuff on HuffingtonPost.com. Thanks.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Chrome has been taken to the outside now, and he's within three lengths of the lead as they run three quarters of a mile in 1 minute, 12 and 4/5 seconds. Around the far turn, Commissioner on the inside, General A-Rod, Tonalist, California Chrome is still fourth, but he is beginning to move on the far outside. Medal Count is behind them as Commissioner makes the lead to the top of the stretch. General A-Rod is second, Tonalist, California Chrome, he's on the far outside, he is four wide, and they're into the stretch. It's General A-Rod, Tonalist, here's California Chrome on the far outside, and he's a furlong from immortality. He is up on the outside of Commissioner. Here's Wicked Strong in the center of the track. Commissioner, California Chrome on the outside, Tonalist, Tonalist, Commissioner, it won't be a triple crown this year. It's going
If you're looking for that storybook ending for the Triple Crown at the Belmont over the weekend, you just heard the tail end of it right there. No, it did not happen, so history was not made. How about that? Affirm the last horse to win the Triple Crown in the King of Sports. That was 1978. So all the buildup for California Chrome and the way Chrome rode in the Kentucky Derby, And also the Preakness in Baltimore, it did not happen. Tonalist, you heard the great call right there, who just spoiled the ending.
Very Coleman on the call.
But there was no, like I said, storybook ending to this. Tonalist instead was the winner. Commissioner was two, and then Medal Count after that. It's funny because none of my horses were in it. I had California Chrome winning it, Wicked Strong, and I had Ride on Curlin, and Ride on Curlin was way down, so not even close. It was close the ending, Commissioner and Tonalist, just by a head, Tonalist won, but California Chrome was 1 3/4 off, 1 3/4 lengths off of the lead at the end. That's where California Chrome finished. So here's what trainer Nick Zito, here's what one of the co-owners, Steve Coburn, had to say about that Belmont run.
Not only no, but hell no. I do not regret it one bit. It's the truth. They have to get points to run in the Kentucky Derby. You don't have to have points to run in the Preakness or the Belmont, but you have to nominate your horse for the Triple Crown, and that means three. Triple Crown, three.
So there was some controversy over what he had to say because he went on to say that he thought it was basically chicken of some of the other horses that were in the races not to step up and to be in the Belmont. And here's how trainer Nick Zito responded.
My father always told me, he said, remember, Nick, to be a good winner, you got to be a good loser. Obviously, Steve Coleman's not a good loser. But more importantly, again, the game's bigger than everybody, and He did the wrong thing, and I think he should listen to his trainer and humbly apologize, because before honors humility, and he had every opportunity. That's the game we play. You know, the game's bigger than everyone. I mean, it's certainly bigger than Steve Coburn, and I'm disappointed. You know, we all, you know, put our faith in that camp, and we all were rooting for that camp, but this is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, so he's getting the tag of sore loser. Remember, this is a guy who was digging into his savings, digging into his 401k, had a partner in this, didn't have, like, a ton of dough, was not a blue-blood horse racing person whatsoever. He was famous for his Stetson. He went to work every day. He was just the working man. This was the blue-collary kind of story, for sure. So after the Belmont, you know, that's, like I said, that's what he talked about. He talked about the mindset heading into it and that the horses should have to run all three races, the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, that it's crazy talk in horse racing circles. And that's what people will tell you in horse racing circles. And Coburn, they say, made a fool of himself by saying that he shouldn't have said that, because that's just not the way the game is played. That's not what you do. Because, you know, you have less horses, whereas in the Kentucky Derby, you've got a ton of horses. You have 20 horses in the Kentucky Derby, and then the field starts to narrow as you get to the other two races, and that was part of what he was talking about. But the stinging words that I think that most people, infuriated a lot of people, was this, saying, I look at it this way, and this is Steve Coburn, one of the co-owners of California Chrome, which the horse did not win the Triple Crown. And he said, I look at it this way. If you can't make enough points to get in the Derby, you can't race in the other two races. It's all or nothing, because this is not fair to those horses that have been running their guts out for these people and for the people that believe in them to have somebody to come up. This is the coward's way out, in my opinion. This is the coward's way out. Matt, you watched the race. And first of all, what did you think of what Coburn had to say?
Well, I kind of compare it to the comments like Richard Sherman had, where it's like immediately after the game, after the race, and you don't have time to cool off and think about anything. You're mad, and you're just saying what is immediately on your mind rather than thinking about it. So he kind of went off the handle a little bit. I understand where he's coming from, though, because it is, I mean, it's a little different where you have his horse is in his third race in, what is it, like 5 weeks, I think, or something like that. And these other, some of these horses in the Belmont, they haven't even raced any of the Derby or the Preakness until they're fresh, they're ready to go. But at the same time, this is how it's been all along. And then you're looking at a situation where, let's say you do get a Triple Crown winner on horses that have only raced those three races. Then you're going to have an asterisk situation. Then you're going to have, oh, is this a legit Triple Crown because they weren't going against a normal field?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for people who don't follow horse racing too, Matt, as you know this, with the horses, it's such a delicate thing as to whether they're going to run this race, where they're going to move them, the cost of moving the horses from place to place and doing it. It's not, it's much more difficult than that. And there's always those big decisions to be made also because of the welfare of the horse. He's also seen owners who have been overzealous and taken horses and just thrown them up there, and then some terrible things have happened
right.
in these big races.
I mean, there's some horses that, I don't remember which it was, but there was a horse who had the points to qualify for the Derby but was injured or not feeling well. I can't remember what it was, and they that horse didn't race in the Derby, but it raced in the Belmont. And, I mean, I think it's a little... absurd that if you don't race in these other races, you can't race in the Belmont, because then your whole season's done just because you didn't race in the Derby. And I don't know, that's just not the way it's been done, and I don't think you have to go changing the rules just because it has been in such a long drought for the Triple Crown, because, like I said, as soon as you start playing around with the rules, then it's not the same. It doesn't have the same, mystique about it. It's, like Barry Bonds hitting a ton of home runs on steroids. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Don't go away anywhere, Matt. By the way, people listening, Larry Colness, right? That's his name. He had the call on this one. It was his first Belmont call. Can you imagine calling a horse race? I'd be terrible. Wouldn't it be tricky?
I don't think I could do it. I can't. I don't think
I'd be
awful.
Keep
up with it. And, I mean, there we have a horse track around here. The announcer is Paul Anlin. He also does Vikings games here in Minneapolis, and he is really good at it. He's been doing it for 25, 30 years. And the people who have the talent to do it, it's similar to an auctioneer sometimes, because it is super fast-paced. You have to go through all the names of the horses, all the updates on where they are going in the place on the track and who's taking over who. So you got to be really quick with your words.
Absolutely. And speaking of quick, the Kings picked up two on the ice in L.A., a 5-4 win. Boy, you and I are fans of hockey. This is great stuff, isn't it?
It is. And I my second team next to the Wild have been the Kings, because I fell in love with my man crush, Dustin Brown, over the 2010 Olympic season. He got the game winner, so I was super stoked about that. He's a USA player, played out of New York. He's been on the USA team for a number of years now. He's the captain of the Kings, younger guy, but just a real blue-collar, kind of hard worker guy, so I liked it.
So they take a 2-0 lead in that series, in that Stanley Cup Finals. Meanwhile, in the NBA Finals, the Heat in a thriller against the Spurs, 98-96, they split, so in the finals there, one apiece as far as the NBA is concerned. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.